All about lash extension glue, lash adhesive, and lash serum. Lash extensions are a cosmetic fad that isn't going away anytime soon. As the demand for natural-looking, longer, and thicker lashes grows, so does the number of products available to assist consumers obtain rich, false lashes on a daily basis. But with so many products available now, such as lash serum, glues, and oils for lash development, it can be challenging to know where to start. Which product suits you best? What do they all do, then? There are various lengths and thicknesses of lash extensions. With the use of specialized tweezers and tiny synthetic hairs called as adhesive or adhesives, which are often manufactured of latex and come in waterproof and non-waterproof formulations, they are put one by one from root to tip. How do lash extensions work? Spring Always lash extensions are artificial lashes attached to a person's natural lashes to significantly lengthen and thicken them. Usually, they are constructed of synthetic, animal, or human hair. Individual/single extensions and strip/volume extensions are the two different kinds of lash extensions. Strip extensions join numerous extensions to a single synthetic hair strip, whereas individual extensions are put one at a time using tiny synthetic fibers. A person's individual eye shape and how dramatic they want the appearance to be will determine the length, thickness, and kind of lashes utilized in their particular set. Usually, the more lashes you have, the more dramatic they'll look. Lash extensions can be applied at home or at a salon. Both approaches can be employed in as little as 30 minutes, depending on the strategy. Lash extension glue. Lashes extended in order to temporarily join natural lashes to synthetic extensions, glue, a water-soluble adhesive, is utilized. Usually before each application, it is applied to both the wearer's natural lashes and the extension lashes. A combination of water-soluble polymers, such as polyethylene glycol, polyethylene oxides, polyvinyl alcohol, polyvinyl pyrrolidone, and polyvinyl acetate, are used to create adhesive glues. Preservatives, film-forming agents, and colors are examples of other chemicals that they could include. Adhesive glue is distinct from silicone or other synthetic polymer-based lashes. Synthetic lashes are frequently permanently attached to the wearer's natural lashes using silicone adhesives. Lash extension adhesive viscous liquids called Spring Always Lash Adhesive are used to momentarily bond synthetic extensions to natural lashes. They're applied to the wearer's natural lashes with a tiny, round sponge and are most frequently used in conjunction with individual lash strips. Polymers that are water-soluble, such as polyethylene glycol, polyethylene oxides, polyvinyl alcohol, polyvinyl pyrrolidone, and polyvinyl acetate, are combined to form adhesives. Preservatives, film-forming agents, and colors are examples of other chemicals that they could include. Adhesives differ from lash extension glues in several ways. Adhesives come in a variety of viscosities, from thin to thick, and function best after having had a chance to set for a few seconds after application. Lash serum. Lash serums are water-based formulations with high levels of active components such as peptides, vitamins, antioxidants, and botanical extracts. To encourage the growth of the wearer's natural lashes, they are applied once or twice daily to the base of the natural lashes. The wearer's natural lashes are treated with Spring Always serums at the root. They should be worn under fake lashes to encourage growth. Lashes extensions can be used with serums, but only after the extensions have been taken off. Things you should know about glues and adhesives. They are water-based. Because glues and adhesives are based on water, they degrade quickly when exposed to moisture. This not only makes them perfect for use while applying fake lashes, but it also makes them simpler to take off later. They stick to skin and lashes. Glues and adhesives are designed to be sticky and stick to skin and lashes, which is how they can retain fake lashes in place for a long time. The extensions may also be softly and effortlessly removed with warm water thanks to this adhering action. You may also use a mild cleanser or makeup remover, but oils and other substances that break down adhesive won't work. Glues and adhesives can be used on the skin, including the eyes, without risk. They are non-toxic and have no adverse reactions or allergies. If there is irritation, an allergy to a certain adhesive or lash is typically at blame. They are quick and simple to apply. Applying false lashes might take some time, but glues and adhesives speed up the procedure significantly. Lashes can be placed before or after the wearer's natural lashes, and adhesive glues normally cure in 30 to 60 seconds. When applied to dry, clean lashes, adhesives perform at their best. They're simple to take off, although glues and adhesives make the process much easier. False eyelashes are simple to take off when you want to. Warm water, a mild cleanser or makeup remover, and a cotton ball are all you need. False lashes are merely put to the wearer's natural lashes for aesthetic reasons and must ultimately be removed because they are not permanent. When compared to glues and adhesives, false eyelashes can be worn for as long as desired. Depending on the glue or adhesive employed, they are only applied to a person's natural lashes for a maximum of a couple of hours. Wrapping it up, it's crucial to get the best 3-step lash extension kit. Finding the proper lash extension for your requirements is crucial because they are available in a number of styles and degrees of strength. Understanding your needs and wants is crucial while looking for lash extensions. While some people use lash extensions for fashion or theatrical purposes, others may require them to improve their look.